Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The city of Worcester is showing its appreciation for its firefighters, those on the job, and those who've lost their lives doing their jobs. Weeks after the death of a fire lieutenant, Worcester residents turned out last night to remember six firefighters who died two decades ago. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Thomas Spencer, Paul Brotherton, Timothy Jackson, Jeremiah Lucy, James Lyons, Joseph McGuirk. The six Worcester firefighters who entered a vacant cold storage building one cold December night, never to return. Hundreds of firefighters in their formal attire line up in front of the site. Worcester Fire Chief Michael Lavoie says if there was anything learned from the cold storage fire, it was the sense of resiliency imbued on the city.
All of these unseens, passion, dedication, loving, caring, friendship, and brotherhood were on full display that night by all the firefighters, both inside the warehouse and those preparing to go in. In the end, we lost six brothers: Jay, Jerry, Joe, Tim, Tom, and Paul.
Before the 20th anniversary service, dozens of pipes and drums players gathered in Worcester's Union Station. Battalion Chief John King of the New Haven Fire Department says it's vital for departments to support one another in times of tragedy.
We all know that at any given time, we could be the group that will be burying one of our own. So we all come together to honor the fallen. And it's a show of support to the families, knowing that they didn't die in vain.
Also on hand, Fire Lieutenant Jay Walsh of the New York City Fire Department. He says he came out of a sense of brotherhood.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you got to remember is the fire service never forgets. 20 years later, we're still here honoring the brothers that made the supreme sacrifice that night.
From Union Station, the pipers and drummers marched through the streets of downtown Worcester to the site of the cold storage fire. The site is now home to a fire station, with a memorial to the Worcester Six right outside the front door. Hundreds of Worcester residents turned out to remember the firefighters killed 20 years ago. Among them was Karen Riccardi. She lost her father, Ronald Fournier, who died in the line of duty in 1971.
I come out every year out of respect and memory of my father, because if he were still alive today, he would be here. And being the only survivors of his family left, we find it necessary. But there are children. He has grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that need to know that their grandfather's service is recognized as well.
Bells sounded after a 21-gun salute symbolized the last tour of duty of each of the Worcester Six. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Worcester.